Sunshine!
Woo! Good morning, welcome. Thank you for being here this morning in Shine. We're so glad that you're here to worship with us. This is a place where we welcome all people, even those who are afraid to vote and those who will vote in the election. We'll just say it that way. Yeah. We're so glad that you're here. We're in the middle of our stewardship campaign, talking about first things first, the ways that we can put God first in our lives. But we've got a lot going on this morning. So I'm going to invite Sharon Scripter to share a mission moment for us about Brightmoor. If you want to.
Good morning. I am privileged to be a liaison between this church and the Redford Brightmoor Initiative, which is hard to say, so from now on, it's RBI. RBI serves two churches, Redford and Brightmoor. Brightmoor is an extremely poor area of Detroit. It's only 10 miles from here, and 79% of the people who live in Brightmoor are below the poverty level. It's kind of sad. In 4 years ago, this congregation entered into a covenant relationship with Brightmoor to help the people who live there. I'd like to introduce you to Carla. Carla started shopping at the Brightmoor Free Store. And if the Brightmoor Free Store is very unique. It serves 70 to 80 units a day. Now, a unit may be three or four people, because they're a family. They come in, and they're allowed 15 minutes to shop. It has clothes. It has goods that they might need. Believe it or not, toilet paper is the first thing they ask for, which is really something to think about. But they can come in and shop there. And they can also have a free lunch. Well, Carla started coming to Brightmoor. She started meeting people and being part of the community, and before long, she was volunteering. Which, on one day when she was volunteering at the Redford store, her house caught fire. The fire started in the basement, it was an electrical fire, and it destroyed most of her house. Thankfully, Brightmoor RBI was there for her. It brought in two dumpsters for all the things that had to be removed, and a youth mission group from Wisconsin came in and helped the family take out all the refuge so that repair work could start being done. Well, after the house is repaired, Carla, like many other residents in Brightmoor, is going to need working appliances. Stoves and refrigerators allow them to have healthy meals. I can tell you a story about a couple that came in. They were expecting a baby and had no way to heat food. Brightmoor got them a microwave. Washers and dryers allow them to have clean clothes for school or work. The other big need is for mattresses. It's kind of sad, a lot of these people, the family members sleep on the floor, and if they have mattresses, many of them find them infected by bed bugs, which gives me the creeps. So they have to be thrown out. Clean mattresses is the gift of a good night's sleep. I know many people are remodeling, downsizing, or moving. If you have items that you don't need, can't use, please consider giving it to a Brightmoor family. They'd surely appreciate it. If you call me, I will arrange for it to be picked up at your convenience, and I will give you a donation slip. So please think about them. Thank you. And I will be in the back if anyone has any questions after the service. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. And again, welcome to Shine. We are so glad you're here to worship with us today. I'm Pastor Lindsay, one of the pastors here that serves this congregation. And it is a joy to welcome you to worship. And we would love to connect with you while I lift up a few announcements. So you please take a moment and locate that Ritual of Friendship pad at the center aisle, that small black notebook. Please take a moment to record and your attendance and pass it down the aisle for other people around you to sign in as well. Well, if you're new, we would love to connect with you after worship. Myself and Pastor Dan would love to say hello to you. So after worship, at the back of the sanctuary here, we have a welcome center where we'd love to share with you a simple gift of a loaf of bread. It's not just sandwich bread. It's bread from our congregation that represents Christ, who we know to be our bread of life. So we hope visitors and people checking out our congregation will make sure and say hello to Pastor Dan and I. Well, there's many things happening in the life of the church. On the way in, I hope you had an opportunity to pick up a bulletin. I want to note a couple of great things happening in this bulletin. First of all, today, what's today? Start of? Rummage sale. Start of the rummage sale. You can get all of your details on drop-off and on sale times to come shop the rummage sale inside of your bulletin. We kindly remind you that you can begin dropping off your items at 4 o'clock today, and we ask that you would honor that time. Also, inside of your bulletin, there is a white slip of paper. Many lives have been impacted by Hurricane Matthew over the past several weeks here. Our congregation has a wonderful relationship with a church in Haiti. So we're asking members of our congregation to bring back for the next couple of weeks toiletry items, medications, clothing, many opportunities for us to be a part of mission and loving and supporting the church in Haiti. So please take a note there, an opportunity to connect in mission this week. Another opportunity for mission is for you to purchase a boxed lunch. And these boxed lunches are going to benefit children from the Henderson Settlement in Kentucky, as well as support children from the Costa Rica Methodist Children's Home. You're welcome to sign up today in Fellowship Hall to purchase a boxed lunch, and then we would invite you to enjoy your boxed lunch after church on October 30th. And here at Shine, we're going to have lunch together, we're going to enjoy some fellowship, and a great time of hospitality. So please purchase your boxed lunches in Fellowship Hall and then enjoy them in a couple of weeks. Also, after worship, make sure and stop by Fellowship Hall where you can pick up your fair trade chocolate and coffee and dried fruit and other items available for purchase. All of those go to support our church and society's ministries. And Advent by Candlelight is going to be upon us pretty soon. This year's Advent by Candlelight is called Behold. And this is one of our most beloved women's worship services of the year. Advent by Candlelight is a program to help women reflect upon the spiritual significance of Advent season amongst all of the busy things we do. The program involves music and beautiful messages from our congregation and an opportunity for us to gather here in this space for dessert and fellowship afterwards. If you'd like to be a part of Advent by Candlelight, please stop by Fellowship Hall. I think Pastor Dan has one more announcement to make. So, Pastor Dan.
Well, on this rainy Sunday morning, we have a bit of joy to share with everybody. The news that Autumn and I are expecting. So we're so glad to be part of this community that will love and support us and our child along the way. Autumn's due in April. So all the prayers that you can muster for us before then and after then will be well appreciated. So we're glad to be part of this community in that time. Now I would invite you to stand and greet somebody else, share the peace of Christ, shake a hand, greet someone you don't know.
All right, everybody, come on, give me a little stand-up action. We are going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Go ahead, band, bring us in. Here's a little word from Hebrews today. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of what our faith brings. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for He who promised, He is faithful. Amen? Amen. Let's sing together. Come on.
Times it's you I see. I put you first, that's all I need. I humble all I am, all to you.
Indwelling us, for coming and being Emmanuel, God with us. You are right here, right now, in all of us, and we look to you now. In this time of worship, we say yes and amen to whatever you want to do in us. In Christ's name, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Changes. Whatever we're facing, help us turn it to you right now. Constant through the trial and never gives up. Your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me.
You're with us in the fire and the flood.
loving God. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the way that you're working in our lives. We come this day to give you thanks and give you praise. We come this day. As we turn to the words of Scripture written on these banners here, it says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And love your neighbor as yourself. Loving God, we seek to love you with our whole hearts, our minds, our full being, but we know, God, that sometimes we fall short of that. We make mistakes, we're imperfect people. So God, forgive us when we mess up and we have faults. Forgive us, God, when we don't really fully love you or don't fully love our neighbor. And God, we know because of your grace, because of your forgiveness, you always do forgive us. So God, this day we celebrate that. God, by your loving, sustaining grace, we are empowered to go forth, to serve in mission and to serve in ministry and to use our gifts loving you and loving our neighbor and loving ourselves. And so this day, God, may you strengthen each of us for the ministry and the work of building your kingdom. Oh God, you put so many opportunities in front of us each day, from rummage sales to sharing with the church in Haiti, to serving this church, God. May we all be encouraged and inspired to share your love and shine your light in this world, to give our very best to you, to share of our time and our talents and our treasures, as we seek to walk in your way and walk in your footsteps. As your disciples on this pathway of faith, we now join in one voice, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You are wisdom unimagined. Who could understand your way? Reigning high above the heavens, reaching down in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you and your promises are my delight. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. Sing that with us again. Your plans are still to prosper.
God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who could could be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, is worthy of our trust and praise.
Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good, for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You're working for our good. You're working for our good, for your glory. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good, for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You're working for our good. You're working for our good, for your glory. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. You are faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us.
We all have gifts to share, from our hands to our feet, from our time to our talent to our tithe and our treasure. We all are part of building God's kingdom and making God's love made known and visible here in this space. So as the ushers come forward, you are now invited to share of your time and share of your talents and share of your tithe as we are part of building God's kingdom and sharing God's love in the world.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Holy God, we thank you for the gifts which you're about to receive. Let them work for your purpose. Let them be your hands and feet in the world. And help them to connect us to you and our spiritual giving. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. And this is the first of two scriptures. I'll read another one a little bit later. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? You see, no one can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is God's living word for all of God's people. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads and pray. May the words of my mouth and the contemplations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Like I said, we have actually two scriptures that will hold in tension and also in common with each other this morning. First, we hear from Matthew, and then we'll hear a little bit from Acts. First, we have the scripture that we heard, and it's a challenging word from Christ, saying we cannot hold on to our earthly possessions. Both commentaries on our morality and our living. A reminder that there is an end to our time on earth, and what comes beyond this place is not the same as what we hold now. Even more, we cannot live tied to what is of the earth. We cannot be enslaved to the things that we want or desire, because those things, like us, are temporary. There's two parts of this scripture that I really find interesting. The first is when it talks about the light being the lamp of the eye, right? Have you heard this? That in those times, they actually thought that the eye was what was producing light and projecting what was being seen, where we understand the eye as something that receives light. They thought everything was through the eyes outward. So when they say the eye is the lamp, they really did believe that. That was not something that was metaphorical. That was understood. And then also I connected with this week as I read it and studied, talking about moth, right? Your treasures where moth and rust. Like, why a moth? Well, in biblical times, often the dowry was paid in expensive textiles, right? So you would have cloth that was of value because of how it was dyed or how it was woven. And so when it says a moth will consume it, it literally is saying your wealth will disappear before you as a moth consumes, talking about the dowry being textiles. So again, things that we read in the Bible, often we think, oh, that must be a metaphor for something. Oftentimes, yes. But actually in this case, these are things that would have been understood fully in their time. So here is what Christ is teaching. We can't be consumed by the material possessions of the world because they will mean nothing to us in the long run. Our relationship to God and our relationship to others around us have significantly more value. So we must focus on what calls us to focus on and stray away from lusting over societally valued goods. But instead, we must be good and follow the path of Christ, which is laid out before us, to serve God and to serve our neighbor. It's not fun to hear this, but Christ tells us that we cannot serve two masters. We have a choice to serve those desires or to serve God, to serve ourselves and our own security, or to turn it over to God. And we talked about that a lot this fall. Christ lays out the hardest, most difficult narrative. In the end, nothing that we accumulate will matter. But we are expected to love God. We are expected to honor God with the blessings that we have received. So we ask, how then are we to use our treasures? We're to use them to build the kingdom of God, to honor God and Christ and not ourselves, which is by far one of the most difficult messages of the Bible. God has the expectation for us to honor God through our actions and our gifts and even our tithes. And I would argue God has made us the stewards of this church, and God has told Christians that they are the stewards of the universal church, the body of believers who had gathered to praise and serve God. And so when we talk about how we can give and serve, we have the opportunity to give to the church to help create a better space for others to encounter Christ. God calls us to love God first. We have a choice, but it's laid out before us. That brings us to our second reading for today. This is Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3:00 in the afternoon. And a man lame from birth was being carried in, and people would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. And Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And the man fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have to give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong, and jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. We have this beautiful story in Acts about Peter and John going up to the temple to share Christ. And this story happens right after we've heard in Acts chapter 2 about Pentecost, as the disciples have received the Holy Spirit, this powerful moment. And then Christ has already instructed them to go out. So as they go to share Christ in the temple, they come across this man. And when they do, they act as Christ in the world and they heal him, empowering him to go into the temple. And what is his first reaction, right? He goes and he leaps up and he goes into the temple to praise God. Sometimes I wonder if I would do the same or if I would go out, right? I love this story. One really interesting part of this story to me is when the man is asking for help, he doesn't even know what he will receive. He's reaching out, asking them to give just as much as anybody else who has walked by. Peter names it, "You are looking for silver or gold. You are looking for money to make things easier, but what I have for you is profoundly more than that." The apostles were willing to offer this man something even beyond his comprehension. He is reaching out to receive a gift because he did not know the full context of what they had to offer. He did not have a high expectation to what he would receive, but in turn received exactly what he needed, and even more than he would have been satisfied with to receive, right? If they would have given him gold or silver, that's all that he expected. Sometimes we too have to have a higher expectation of what we can receive in the name of Christ and also what we can provide in the name of Christ. We have to have a high expectation for the church and believe that it can do more than even we understand. Do you believe that? I hope you do. We have to believe in the transformative power of this church in our lives and in the lives of others. And we have to believe that the church is a vehicle for change, for changing lives for the better, to meet deeper needs of our congregation and our world, to find Christ, to find that spiritual healing in Christ, and to grow. This is the way that Christ works in our world. So just as Christ has an expectation for all of us to contribute to that building of the kingdom of God on earth, instead of trying to build our own kingdoms, which will rust and fail and be eaten by moths, we should also have that expectation for the church as a whole to do something transformative with our offerings that we are prayerfully given, right? So it's mutual expectation. God calls you to give of your blessings, but also we have the expectation as a church that when we give, that it will go to something transformative and empowering and important. I am calling you to be present in this church through your financial gifts. Maybe it is something small to start with, maybe even $5 a week, but I'm asking you to consider to invest in this place. But I'm also calling you to be more aware of what you are investing in and holding this church accountable to using your offerings in that most powerful way. Sometimes we have to be aware of what is happening, and I'm calling you to have high expectations for the church and what we can do. So what is our church doing to transform the world? What is our church doing to equip our members to carry Christ out into the world? What is our church doing to reach out to others in need so that they can find joy in Christ? Much of what we do is captured by a video that was created through our stewardship committee, speaking to exactly what happens with the gifts that we give to the church. And I ask Yale.
Welcome to the First Church Birmingham 2016 Stewardship Campaign, First Things First. This brief video will help you understand the church's operating budget and the ministries you support.
First things first.
The operating budget is broken up into six different areas supported by your gifts and tithes. Let's first look at our missional outreach giving. Note that giving to missions through the operating budget is separate and additional to giving through United Methodist Women or Partners in Mission.
First things first.
Mission activities happen inside our walls, such as South Oakland Shelter, Angel Tree, and our first nurses. And outside our walls, your thoughtful and generous giving supports dozens of ministries, such as CAS, Brightmore, Focus Hope, Hands for Detroit, the Crop Walk for Hunger, Spirit Journey in Northern Michigan, and outside our state, such as the McCurdy Ministry. Global opportunities to support missionaries and sister congregations in Costa Rica and Cuba are just a few of the many ways your giving sets an example that changes lives and our world.
First things first.
Now let's turn our attention to worship and music. From regular Sunday worship to seasonal and special services throughout the year, this is where God's word is heard in a multitude of expressions.
First things first.
Birmingham First has a beautiful sanctuary for traditional worship. Your gifts support our clergy as they preach, pray, and perform the sacraments of our faith. There are 9 vocal choirs and 5 handbell choirs for all ages that add to the worship experience. Special services such as Taizé or the Longest Night Service allow for special connection and reflection. Confirmation of our youth is the first step in claiming a formal and outward relationship with God. However you worship, traditional, contemporary, or contemplative, come shine with us at Birmingham First.
First things first!
Caring for members of our congregation during times of need, times of joy, and times of sorrow is a vital extension of the community of faith.
First things first.
Your generous giving supports an amazing range of caring and pastoral ministries found at Birmingham First. Daily hospital visits, support groups, home visits, and caring letters all express the love of Christ.
First things first.
A dedicated focus to setting a firm faith foundation for our youth and children is one of the reasons many choose Birmingham First as their church home. Programs for all ages are available to support and strengthen each person's faith journey.
First things first!
From our very youngest children to school-aged and high school youth, your generous gifts support staff, programming, and experiences that are intergenerational and life-changing. From receiving your first Bible to fun, faith-based weekly activities, we are a church that understands the importance of connecting to Christians of all ages. 45 Christians, Spark, Caring Christian Kids, Puppy Love, Unite 3-on-3 Basketball, Lock-ins, Retreats, and programs to connect with our students in college are just some of the activities supported by the operating budget.
First things first.
With more than 3,500 members, thousands of people walk through our church doors every week. With so much activity, maintaining our beautiful grounds and buildings is a vital part of creating a church home.
First things first.
Multiple worship spaces, outdoor gardens, indoor meeting rooms, offices, bathrooms, and our parsonages are all supported, maintained, refurbished, heated, cooled, cleaned, lit, and enjoyed because of your support of the operating budget.
First things first.
Our connection as a congregation to the whole of the United Methodist Church was more significant and poignant than ever this year. We made a logo, color, and name change and welcomed our first multi-site ministry into our program. Gary and Lori Haller faced the most difficult and exciting of times when Lori was elected bishop in the North Central Jurisdictional Conference in July. She is now the new Episcopal leader for the state of Iowa. We in turn welcomed our own new bishop here in Michigan, David Bard. Our connection has been supported by 2 new appointments this year, Dan Hart, who leads our Shine service, and Zach Dunlap, serving Berkeley First. With open minds, hearts, and doors, we are the people of the United Methodist Church. Please consider how your thoughtful gifts and generosity will support all aspects of the church's operating budget. How has your life been touched, changed, enriched, and supported by God through our church? How will you put first things first in your life this year? Welcome to the First Church Birmingham 2016 Stewardship Campaign. First
things first. Second time you'll get it. No, I'm just kidding. No, thank you, Yale. This church continually works in positive ways to be stewards of what is given. If you want to look closer at the narrative budget, the wide thing that they kept spanning to, we have a copy in the back that I would invite you to go and look at. And also, Holly Pisano is going to be in Fellowship Hall answering any questions that you might have about our budget, what you can give to, and where that money goes. All I can say is that our church, who wants to do ministry always, each part, every fiber of this church seeks to foster faith, equip leaders to reach out, build fellowships and support, and empower this congregation to reflect the light of God in our community and world. You deserve to have high expectations for how your gifts can be used in this church. And I can answer with confidence that this church has the utmost integrity and accountability in how we structure our church and use the support and giving of this body to create a space for encountering Christ. Just like our video relayed, there is so much that happens with your pledged gifts and offerings. In fact, every part of this worship service is supported by our operating budget, our staff, our tech, our worship design elements, and even our coffee and other goods come from our operating budget. The truth is, we're all in this together. So you too are part of that accountability and part of what we can do in this space. I'm asking you to give because we are just at the surface of all that can be accomplished here at Birmingham First. There is always a chance for new ministry, new programming, better worship, stronger discipleship, and wonderful opportunities for the birth of something new. God holds those high expectations for us to share of our blessings, but we also have expectations that what we share will be used wisely. So I encourage you to ask those questions, to think spiritually and faithfully, prayerfully about what you can do to support this church. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Holy and loving God, we pray for all the people in this congregation, in this church, Birmingham First, in the ways that they faithfully encounter you in their lives. God, we pray that we would have high expectations for what can be done, the way that we can be transformative, so that all the people we encounter can know of the love and grace of Christ. God, use us for your purposes, to build your kingdom here on earth. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
There are so many reasons to be found in Christ. To us, all of you are great reasons why we show up every week. And we hope every weekend that maybe something that we say or something that we do or sing or play might in some way be an encouragement for you, might serve you. There are many reasons. And as we sing this last song, we can be reminded of all that God has given us. And it's from that well that our gratitude springs. Thanks be to God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship your holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Forth from this place, we pray for the faith to believe in that transformative power, that we will be blessed, but we will also bless others. So go forth from this place with the confidence of the people of God to carry Christ and the light of Christ into the world. Amen.